It's Palm Sunday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Station today is St. John in Lateran. This is the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome. It is dedicated actually to the Lord himself, the Holy Savior, and thereafter to Saints John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. It is in the baptistry of the basilica that the catechumens we have been accompanying on our spiritual pilgrimage of the stations will become new creations in Christ. The basilica was built over a barracks of the imperial bodyguard cavalry of Septimius Severus. When Constantine defeated Maxentius, he took the palace belonging to the Lateranli family, they were allied with Maxentius, and gave it to the Bishop of Rome, probably in the time of Miltiades, before a synod of bishops in 313 about the Donatists, and it became the residence of the bishops of Rome at the time of Pope Sylvester. Since the pre-Lent Sundays of the Vetus Ordo, we have been liturgically pruned and emptied out. As we age, we lose things before we go to the grave. During Lent, we lose things too. The Church has been imitating the Lord. She has been liturgically dying. The Alleluia was set aside, even buried on Septuagesima Sunday. Music and flowers left our churches on Ash Wednesday. From last Sunday onward, crosses and images have been draped in purple. In the older form of the Mass, the Utica Psalm and the Gloria Patri in certain places are no longer said. After Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament will be removed from the main altar, which itself is often stripped. Bells give way to wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there is no Mass, though we may receive Holy Communion. On Saturday, not even Communion is received. Holy Church is silent but for the office, like an echo of the mourning disciples in the upper room. We begin the Easter Vigil in darkness itself. It is as though the church were dead with the Lord in his tomb. This liturgical pruning imitates how the Lord emptied himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are. As we begin Holy Week, remember that sacramental realities are no less real than the things you hear, touch, taste, and smell. The sacred rites make present the events they commemorate, and by your baptismal character, you participate in them in a mysterious way. If you are able, seek sacramental confession. Read the texts beforehand and review them afterwards. Perhaps keep a notepad and a pen nearby and note down what strikes you. Examine your conscience deeply, gather your faults and sins into a bundle and hand them over to Christ. Ask your guardian angel and our Blessed Mother to guide your mind and heart, then make as perfect an act of contrition as you can summon. Go to confession, if at all possible. Meanwhile, offer your difficulties in reparation for sins against the Eucharistic Lord and sacrilegious communions. Keep your spirits up as we enter Holy Week and its Eucharistic and liturgical deprivation. Live this Holy Week so that no other of your life will ever be the same. This is the time God chose for us to be alive. What an honor to live in difficult times. The greater the difficulty, the greater the grace is offered, and the greater the glory in heaven.